Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Hey, welcome to the Grilling Guys. It is the weekend, the smokiest show on the radio. This is Barbecue Bob, and I am in studio right now with Brian Lesperance from Fen Valley Winery, who's filling in for Jop, who's probably trekking through the mountains of Arizona, if I know him. Probably nothing but a canteen and a machete. Welcome to the show.
My pleasure to fill in. He's certainly enjoying better weather than we are, probably.
Yes, he is. He had to do some work out there, so he took a little extra time and is probably actually ordering room service somewhere. So he won't be grilling for this week.
Well, everyone's got to take a break once in a while.
That's right. So this show is all about spring drinks from Michigan, and since we're having Brian in the show for wine, I thought we would bring in the beer magnate of Michigan, Steve Siciliano from Siciliano's Market.
It's great to be here again, and thanks for inviting us.
Of course. And if you've never heard of either one of these businesses, you've never listened to the show before, so this will be a good one for you. Brian, did you happen to grill anything good this week?
I did, Bob. I did. We, every winter, have our volunteers in to kind of brief him on our events coming up for the year. We have a lot of people that help us out with our bigger events.
Sure.
And so
you got to feed them all.
We do. We teach them about what's coming up. We feed them. We give them some wine. And so this year, we did a seared ribeye that we then sliced up and allowed them to put, you know, on a steak or a sandwich or whatever. But We had to do 24 of those suckers, and I'm no pro like you.
Did you do steaks, or did you do the whole loin?
We did steaks.
Okay.
We actually put them in an immersion circulator, a sous vide, for a while, and got them cooked to a nice rare, and which was good with 22 of them and one grill. It was a good way because we could do that the day before and then threw them back in the fridge. And then when it was time for service, all we had to do was sear them off on the grill.
Boy, that's a nice little shortcut.
Well, 22 steaks on that grill wasn't going to happen any other way.
So did you make individual packets for each steak, or did you throw like a bunch of them in one bag? And
I find that with the sous vide, we could get about two in one steak, but you really want to keep that layer single if you want to keep the cooking time down. But it's nice.
And even.
Yeah, it's nice because your cook time is 1 to 4 hours, so it gives you a chance to not have to worry about it too much.
And when you do sous vide, and that's a device that goes in the water, heats the water up. To what temperature did you set that at?
I like 120 to 129 for my steak. But yeah, it's a nice device. You know, they used to be real expensive, but now they're great for. I like them in combination with a grill.
So you just cryovac them, put them in a shrink bag with a little seasoning or something, and you threw them in a vat of water, and you threw that wand into the water. Looks like a curling iron.
Yeah, it does.
Don't confuse the two.
All it does is circulate the water and heats it to a real precise temperature. So every ounce of that steak is going to be whatever temperature you want it to be.
Yeah.
And then what you're really doing, which is a big part of grilling in my mind, is creating that crust, creating that grill flavor through a really quick cook, high heat.
A little bit like a convection oven, right? Steve, how about you? Steve Siciliano from Siciliano's Market. Gosh, you have... I think it's probably Katie, but I'll give you credit. It has turned me on to so many cool beers that I would not normally see.
Well, actually, it is Katie. So.
I would not normally see the beers I walk out of there with. If you really love beer, that's the fun thing about going to see friends and stopping at a great store like yours to, I don't know, it's the selection. I want to bring something they've never seen. That's what we all try and do. We all try and one up the next guy, and don't think that doesn't happen. That's half the game. Yep. you want to bring your buddy something, he goes, "Holy cow."
Well, beer has definitely put us on the map, craft beer, and Katie Spade, I brought Katie with us today. Katie is our beer buyer, and she's been buying our beer for a long time now. Close to a decade. And she does a great job keeping everything fresh and moving the product. And the cool thing about our store is that you can buy singles of anything in that store and mix and match. We were the innovators. We started doing that in the mid-90s, and we're still doing it today.
Yeah, now so lots of people are doing the mix and match.
Everybody's doing it today, but...
not the big box stores. But so I wanted to ask you is, what have you put on the grill this week?
I'm telling you, Bob, I grill a lot during the winter. Barb tells me to get my butt outside and do some grilling.
Good place to have a cigar, though.
Yeah, my wife's here, too. And... actually, what I like doing during the winter is something very quick and easy, and that translates into either a pork steak or boneless chicken thighs that are we just love those. It takes about 5-6 minutes to grill them up, and works great during this time of the year.
Yeah, I found out accidentally that chicken thighs were the most forgiving meat I could ever grill, and when my father-in-law was living with us. You know, I had just an extra person to cook for, and we had the boys still there and everything. And so there was always a lot of food going on the grill, and it's gotten to be where, like, I'm just doing all the cooking at our house, which is weird because I didn't ask for that part. But I think what happens is after 20 or 30 years, your wife just says, great, take it.
Exactly.
I don't want it. So consequently, what I'm not good at is multitasking. So I've got all these plates spinning. Mm-hmm. And I had the thighs out on the grill, and I was, like, doing something else inside getting ready to feed a whole bunch of people, and I kind of forgot about them.
Yeah. If you overcook them, you just kind of crisp them up. And
I did.
Yeah.
They were the best I've ever done.
Yeah.
They came up to 185.
Yeah.
They were perfect.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you know, I always bring chicken up to 165.
Yep.
You can't do that with drumsticks and thighs.
Right.
It has to go to at least 180.
Yep.
Because there's so much connective tissue in there.
Mm-hmm.
And what you don't want, if there's bone in, especially these were bone in thighs, what you don't want is for somebody, especially maybe ladies more so than anybody, they don't want to see blood in there on the chicken.
No, that's the
My
worst.
Wife has a fit if I don't get those joints.
Mine does too. Yes.
Yep. So that's why we cook again, right?
That's correct. Yep.
Again, trying to impress.
Yeah.
I see Brian brought a lot of wines here, so I think in the next segment we're gonna be trying out a few of these Fenn Valley specials, and we want to talk about especially like this year what you see. I mean, based on growing season, we'll have a lot to do with it. Last year's growing season, what's worked well in the vats for you, and maybe what some of the trends are in the wine business.
Sure. Yeah, it sounds like a lot of fun. I always bring a little bit of wine up here.
Great. Yeah, well, that's why we showed up.
That's why I get invited, I think.
Also, we want to welcome back Siciliano's Market as a sponsor of the show. You've been a sponsor for years, took a little break, and you're coming back to support our effort.
Yep.
And just as a little secret, I'll let you know that we've been sending people to your business ever since then anyway. So break or no break.
You're a beautiful person.
It doesn't matter.
And Choppy's a beautiful
person. That could be argued. But, once we fall in love with a sponsor and have this relationship like we do with Fenn Valley, like Garrett's, Old World, Sobey Meats, I mean, these are all people that, those are products that grilling guys and gals just want anyway. You're going to want appliances and grills, and Garrett's does like a stellar job. Mm-hmm. You're going to want meats. You're going to want beers. You're going to want wine. So we've just kind of like picked the sponsors that suit us. Old World Olive Company, good EVOs and balsamics.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's changed the way I cook
just by learning
about all these and learning what not to add to your food is a good one, too. So when we come back, we're going to talk about new wines for this year, and it's the Fenn Valley segment coming up. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
So what you want? I want bourbon. Since I don't know when I've been drinking bourbon, whiskey, scotch and gin. Gonna get high, man. I'm gonna get loose.
Hi, Hi, this is Sal Cipriano, CEO of Better Made Snack Foods. Ever wonder why our Better Made potato chips taste so good? They're made with homegrown potatoes from West Michigan farms. So when you're driving to the beach, a festival, or a ballpark, and you pass by those farms, think of Better Made potato chips. Better yet, stop by your favorite grocer or convenience store and pick up a bag for the trip. For nearly 90 years, Better Made Snack Foods are better made.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? I mean the kind that makes you remember walks with your grandfather. Come on over to Schmoe's Brewing Company in Grand Rapids or Petoskey, and we have some handcrafted root beer, probably the best in the state of Michigan. That's 2600 Patterson in Grand Rapids or 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey. You know you're dying for a good root beer float.
Howdy, it's Barbecue Bob from the Grilling Guys. We're working hard on Operation GI Barbecue, which is an effort to send a plane load of barbecue to our troops. Right now, go to GIBBQ.com, look at the Sapphire Ceramic Grill on auction. You can bid on this $2,000 ceramic grill package at RepoCast.com. That's S-A-F-F-I-R-E at RepoCast. So remember our troops at GIBBQ.com.
If your windows stick, slip, squeak, or leak, then it's time to replace them with Anderson Windows from Standale Lumber's Home Center in Standale. Standard and custom sizes along with low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interior can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement. You'll feel increased security, your home will be much quieter and more comfortable, but the increased curb appeal will make you proud of your home and its new facelift from your Anderson Windows and Standale Lumber's Home Center. 4100 Lake Michigan Drive, Standale, or find us on the web at standalelumber.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Grilling Guys. It is Spring Drinks of Michigan, and this is Barbecue Bob. I am being guest hosted today by Brian Lesperance from Fen Valley Winery. Brian, Jop appreciates you filling in for him.
Anything I can do. Happy to be here.
Yeah, cool. So, of course, if to all the regular listeners, you know, but if you're new to the show, Fen Valley Winery has been sponsoring our show, since we began. So when we started the show, I emailed you, and we began an email communication, and you were, I think Alan Bob's was the first. You might have been the second sponsor we ever had. So it's been a long friendship, and we have learned a lot about wine and, of course, gotten to drink some really nice wine.
Well, I think it's been fun to bring wine to the grill. I mean, I think there's often a misconception that wine isn't a good grilling
beverage. You always see a can of beer as the promo
for
things. People. But there's actually a lot of guys who, you know, I talk to who have their favorite whatever it is, and it's that one thing. Like, I'm a bourbon fan and a cigar fan, as Steve knows, and there's a lot of guys I know that just want bourbon on the rocks, and that's going to be what they nurse throughout the show. So let's talk about new wines for this year, or what you see as a trend for Michigan wines and, you know, something for people to keep their focus on.
Yeah, well, you know, the first wine that I think of when I think of spring is Pinot Grigio. Pinot Grigio is kind of the Italian take on the Pinot Gris grape. It should be light, crisp. We do ours unoaked, just really straightforward, like almost melon fruit flavors. It just really remind me of kind of waking up for spring, going out, getting the grill started, doing some yard work. It really is a light, refreshing wine. And so that's my first wine I think about when I think about starting the lawnmower for the first time in the year.
And I'd have to say we're sampling some right now. And that is a nice, tart, not overly dry, fruity, kind of really nice release on it.
Yeah, Michigan wines tend to exhibit a lot of fruit flavor. Then that's one of the characteristics of all wines grown in a cooler climate. They tend to be a little fruitier, a little higher in acid.
Okay.
It's dry, but it doesn't always drink
not
dry.
Not terribly dry.
Yeah, because you've got all that fruitiness. The other thing that I was thinking about this wine this morning is we're putting this in the can this year, which is our newest innovation. We talk about where I see the industry going. We're seeing an explosion of high-end wines going into into a can wine format.
That is awesome. You used to call it Vino Verde. What do you call that wine now?
That's Vino Blanco. That was our first can. We launched it last year.
Yeah. That turned out great in the can. I didn't bring enough home with me last time I saw you, but I took it to the beach. We always go up to Manistee and camp on Lake Michigan, and that was like the greatest thing to throw in the cooler to go down to the beach in.
Yeah, I love bottles of wine. Opening them is fun. But when you're on a golf course or on a boat or a beach, it's just not that practical.
Yeah, and one can will handle like two or three people if you just bring some little cups with you or something.
Yeah, and it's easy to keep it cold because you throw it in the cooler and it's nice and ice cold when it comes out.
Well, plus, how many times have you opened a bottle of wine and you really don't need a whole bottle of wine?
That's correct, yeah.
You tend to almost try and push yourself to finish the bottle because you don't want to recork it and put it back, especially with reds and meat.
Exactly, yeah.
Unless you vacuum them down.
Yep.
But
no, I think the wine industry obviously is following the lead of the beer industry, and as Katie will attest to that, there's so many cans out there now instead of bottles, correct?
We actually even have a whole cooler area dedicated now to canned wine. Yours, Brian, is definitely in there. But yeah, anything to keep the product fresher, especially in the beer industry, that's where cans really took off. But I'm glad to see wine is kind of going the same way. I'm a big can fan.
And that's Katie Spade, the beer buyer for Siciliano's. Brian, she brings up a good point. It makes me think, like, what percentage of bottles that you are storing, stocking, whatever, end up having, like, a cork go bad or maybe, you know, not as good a cork in it as what you thought it should have. So after 2 or 3 years on the rack, it goes bad on you. Is that a thing or not?
It is. I mean, it's a known issue in all winemaking that not every cork's going to be perfect.
Is that why you use the synthetics sometimes?
Sometimes. I would still argue that natural cork is a great closure for most bottles and does tend to hold up well over time. But that is a factor. Certainly, some winemakers have been burned worse than others by cork, so that might be a...
So the can's more of a convenience.
I think so.
Really,
I
mean, a smaller container, something light, it won't break.
Yeah, and it's less expensive. I mean, shipping on the empty can is way cheaper. That's a lot of, I think, what's helping the beer industry because you know, you got to ship a lot more beer around just because it's a lower alcohol container. So yeah, I think there's a lot of reasons why it makes sense, and we're super happy that the craft beer industry has helped to really lead the way, as you pointed out, to showing the consumer that can doesn't have to equal quality. Doesn't mean it's inferior quality at this point. It's just a packaging decision.
Yeah, every once in a while we'll still have somebody in the store kind of pushing back on the cans, but we do our best to educate them that it's actually a better container.
Well, and it's going to be like bag in a box was or screw caps. It's just going to take time to
I love the screw caps.
Yeah, similar idea.
Sometimes
right?
You can't find
I do too.
Yeah.
Brian, my glass is empty. What are we going to try next?
Well, Bob, how about a dry Riesling?
That sounds awesome.
Another one of those nice, refreshing
Oh, that's
wines.
One of my favorites, actually.
You know, it's dry is a wine term for no residual sugar. So wine typically wants to be dry. If you just leave it to its own devices, the yeast will consume all the sugar and wine will be made dry. But there's a lot of wines that lend themselves to a little bit more sugar.
Riesling, that's really nice.
Thanks. Yeah, this is a good wine with grilled food because it's got a nice, strong flavor. It can stand up to a lot of the higher intensity flavors you might be developing on the grill. So as a white wine, it's got quite a bit of intensity.
Completely different flavor than the Pinot Gris.
That's what I tell people that are kind of looking for a white wine that they're just kind of worn out of Chardonnay and Pinot Gris. I said, try this dry Riesling. It's a different flavor. It's something that's going to really liven your palate up. And
are you doing the true Chardonnay this year again?
We are.
Oh my gosh.
The un-oaked Chardonnay.
The un-oaked? Un-oaked. You'll have to try
Chardonnays, for me, un-oaked is the way to go. But
their true Chardonnay is mind-blowing. I've sent more people there to buy that by the case than you'll ever know.
Well, we appreciate that.
Because they taste it at my house, and they just go nuts because they love Chardonnay, but so many times they're so oaky that
overblown,
after a glass or two,
overblown
you're like,
and buttery.
You need some water.
So stainless steel?
Yep, 100% stainless steel, no second fermentation. That's another trend we're seeing. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're seeing growth in those less manipulated, right. kind of more naturally created wines.
Now, do you still put some Chardonnay in barrels as well?
We do. Or? We mm-hmm. do both. The, mm-hmm. the market still loves the yep. the more traditional version as well.
Right. American oak then, or?
On that one, French. We do French. Use American okay. as well as
you
American.
Snob.
I know. Well, the French
Did you see
oak...
his finger go up when he said yeah. that, and that one French.
I'm never going to get anywhere with Bob on that one. I don't think.
I'm actually part French. It's okay. You're fine. Just don't diss the Italians. We got Sicilianos in here. So okay, man, that goes fast. I could talk about wine forever, but we get to talk about beer next. It's the Grillin' Guys. We'll be right back.
It's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, in our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to oldworldolivepress.com.
Have you ever wanted a great craft beer, but alcohol just isn't in the program that day? Well, the beer engineers at Schmoe's Brewing Company have engineered a beer just for you. A pale ale with less than 0.5% of alcohol. Ask for Schmoe's 120 where you dine or drink. It's the non-alcoholic answer with a craft beer taste. Schmoe's Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Beer City, USA. Have you missed episodes of The Grillin' Guys? Go to thegrillinguys.com and you can play episodes clear back to 2010. Subscribe to the podcast and you'll never miss another one again. That's thegrillinguys.com.
With The Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see The Grillin' Guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to The Grillin' Guys Show.
Hey, welcome back. It's The Grillin' Guys. It's Spring Drinks in Michigan. This is Barbecue Bob. Jop is on vacation out in Arizona. So we should be getting a call from Border Patrol, Brian, anytime here. I'm trying to sneak into Mexico. Anyway, in studio with me is filling in for Jop is Brian Lesperance from Fenn Valley Winery.
This is a tough job.
It is.
I don't know how
it is.
Jop
you
does
came
it.
Well armed, and then as of course I'm flanked by some of the best people you could be flanked by. Steve Siciliano from Siciliano's Market. And he brought his...
Really enjoying that wine, by the way, Brian. It's
thank very, you. Very thank you very much.
He brought his longtime, I think, not just beer buyer. I know you do a lot more down there because you've steered me into some great cigars before.
I'm glad to hear that.
When Steve wasn't around. But,
what is Steve
yeah, Katie Spade from Siciliano's Market. And Katie, you just poured us a little specimen.
Yeah.
Here.
So this is a brand new beer from Shorts Brewing Company. It is their Juicy Brute IPA. So
Brute, what the heck is that?
Yeah, Brutes are kind of a backlash to the hazy New England style beers.
Uh-huh.
I mean, the hazies aren't going anywhere. Don't get me wrong.
No.
But these are brewed to be very crisp, very light, almost a champagne-y type finish.
It's like a cider.
Kind of.
With hops.
But with a heck more hops. Yeah. This one, it is a new year round from Shorts. A lot of unique hop flavors. We were discussing appropriate terms for some of these flavors.
Yeah, Steve came up with a good one.
Yeah, but you know, super refreshing, makes you think of springtime.
So how does that profile turn out to be like Brut? I mean, it's like champagne, like Champagne.
There's a couple ways of doing it. Some is just by careful control of what grains you're using, but more often people are using what's called amylase enzyme or glucose.
Easy for you to say.
Glucamase enzyme, which basically ferments out different parts of the sugar strains so that you end up with a drier finished product.
Huh.
Yeah.
That'd bring it closer to wine in that sense.
It kind of is.
Dry. Yeah. I like it because you don't get so full either. Right. It's really refreshing.
I think there's a Finlander joke in there somewhere, drier finish. I don't know. They're pretty dry. You should go to one of my family reunions.
Oh, boy.
No, you're having a great time? Really, you don't look like it. Mm-hmm. So what else did you bring? Because that little sample just, I don't know, melted away.
What, your appetite?
Yeah.
So our good friends over at Mitten Brewing Company, they celebrate the start of baseball season every year by brewing peanuts and Cracker Jacks.
Yes.
Which is their robust porter made with peanuts from, I believe, Germax in Detroit. So that just came in this week, brand new, fresh batch, tasting really delicious.
And that's been one of their original beers there for a long time.
They've been making this since day one, pretty much.
Yeah. We had them on the show when they first started, a couple of nice guys, and they moved into a fire station, turned an old fire station into their tap room.
And, tap room, one of three.
One of three now.
Yeah. So they keep on expanding.
Industrious
left and right.
Fellas.
Yeah. And they do some great charity work too, with a lot of different programs on the west side of Grand Rapids. And the firehouse is haunted.
Is it?
It is. It's very
awesome. I gave them one of my old emergency fire phone boxes to mount on the wall there.
Nice.
I had this old steel box that said break, you know, open for a fire or whatever. I don't know what it was for, some sort of a.
You don't open alarm for the fire to put out the
Yeah,
fire.
If you want to start your building on fire.
Open this.
I think there was probably a phone in there that went right to the police and fire 911. Cheers. So what are we doing here? Peanut butter?
Yeah, so you get a lot of that robust porter, those darker tones, not quite as heavy as a stout, but still, I mean, it's not warm out yet. So still, you know, something a little bit bigger.
It's on the sweeter side.
Yep, it's got a little residual sugar to it, kind of the opposite of that Brut, actually. But it's got really good real peanut flavor that's not overpowering. It's really balanced. Sometimes when people start going with the fun flavors, they can go over the top with it.
So back to this Schorts Juicy Brut.
Mm-hmm.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network, and we're talking right now with Katie Spade from Siciliano's Market. She's the beer buyer. And I got to tell you, if you go into Siciliano's, there's usually four or five people in there, and they're all really well trained in terms of, I mean, I spend three times as much as I intend to when I go in there. So it's a deliberate.
I think that's the plan.
It's
there,
a deliberate
Bob.
Ploy.
Yeah. Yeah. I like to say we're evil like that.
Yeah. And the cool thing is you have a nice humidor with lots of great cigars, which Steve and I'll talk about at the end of the show because I do want to hit the cigars.
Mm-hmm.
But you just have a such a great variety, but. This would be something so typical of your market.
Yeah, I mean, we are always trying to support local, for one thing. We are always trying to stay on top of whatever the newest trend is. We still like our classics, of course. Don't get me wrong.
You have a lot of international beers there, too.
We have as many as we can carry at the moment. It's definitely moved. The market has moved very craft and Michigan-focused, but we try to keep as many imports in as we can.
So how many different beers do you think you have an average?
Probably between 800 and 1,000.
That's what I figured.
Yep. I don't do the count very often, maybe about once a quarter.
I've never come home with more than 300.
I think you need a writer truck to really get one of everything.
I need to be able to time it when I get home appropriately so I can hide it in the garage. So
yep.
I, you know,
you just
don't
you need
get
to
busted.
Build a whole nother shed, climate control it, and just put it all in there. Yeah.
Well, that's a good lesson. Actually, there's a lot of truth to that. Storing it in your basement or somewhere dark and cool is a great idea for for a local IPA because they're not pasteurized.
Right.
And they will not take the abuse of your garage in the summer.
And that is one of the handy things about the cans, mm-hmm. is that they do help keep it away from light, which That's will help true. Reduce skunking. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, temperature always plays a big factor.
What are you opening now, Katie?
So I just opened, this one is super brand new. It just came in the store today. It's Big Lake Brewing out of Holland.
Big Lake Brewing.
Yes.
Okay.
And not Bigly. Though.
Not Bigly.
And I've been in there. It's a nice place. It's really, really good. Yeah. Yeah.
That's not far from your house.
No, my brother lives right in Holland, too. So, yeah, we're just south of Holland. So that's kind of our big city.
Okay.
This is the really big city here in Grand Rapids.
Yeah. If you want to wear leather shoes instead of wooden shoes, you come to Grand Rapids.
So this is a brand new one from them called Palm Haze. Like I said, New England styles are not going away anytime soon. And this is a pomegranate New England.
Really?
Yeah, made with real pomegranate.
Mm.
So new Big Lake in Holland. Has been
Big
doing
Lake.
A great job this year of doing a ton of different New England IPAs. I think they've put out 8 different ones this year.
And that
and they're staying
has
very,
a pomegranate tint.
Not I've not much. Tried it yet.
Not
so
much.
I'll try it right now.
I mean, it's not like, it doesn't drive you away like some of the raspberry beers.
Yeah, that's actually really nice. That's balanced.
It is.
Balanced. Yeah, fruit can get so overpowering sometimes in beers. I think they did. Really
I bought
nice
a raspberry
job.
Recently at the big box store when I was getting my groceries. They had it in the center aisle deal, local brewer. It was so sweet and overwhelming. I was really sad that I spent $14 for a 4-pack.
I think I know which one you're talking about, and I agree. It's too much for
it's
me.
It's just, it, I'm
it
sorry.
It doesn't taste like beer anymore at that point.
No, it was not a framboise either.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
I don't mind spending the money for a framboise. It's got it there, but. Or Le Fin du Monde.
Yep.
Nobody can knock off that Le Fin du Monde.
Oh, that's a great
reason.
Beer.
Isn't balance what it's about winemaking?
Yeah.
I mean, cooking, same thing. It's just you got to create that balance.
Definitely. Yeah. And, you know, we all have different taste buds. Everybody likes different stuff. If we didn't, it would just be a white can that said beer on it. But
and what I find is the best brewers and the best vintners are generally really good cooks.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen that, too.
Because it has to do with flavor profiles, aromatics, and I don't know, that common sense.
Well, and just wanting to make stuff, you know, that helps too.
I think so.
Definitely.
We're being produced today by Mr. Brian Fonger, who has been recently engaged. So we want to give a shout out to Brian here. He's got just a fine fiance, and I think we're going to be going to a wedding sometime in the near future.
Congratulations.
So
sounds like we're testing some potential beverages.
I didn't get a save the date card yet, but I'm sure that's coming.
Oh, I'm sure it's in the mail.
So Katie stole his mic. He can't say anything, so
sorry.
I'll fill it in
Congrats.
For him. Brian says, time to take a break. We'll be back.
It's one of those things that gets sweeter with time. You were sitting in the porch swing as I pulled up the drive. My heart was racing as you climbed in.
Wouldn't it be sweet if life just came with an assist when you needed it? At State Farm, we live for a great assist, and that's why State Farm agent Sterling Massey is proud to be a part of the NBA, the National Bureau of Assists. Whether you're driving the lane or defending the house, when it comes to assisting you with your insurance and financial needs, Sterling and his staff make it look as easy as a behind-the-back dime dropper. Call Sterling Massey at 616-532-6071.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
This is Barbecue Bob, and I want to tell you about the biggest beer store in West Michigan. Siciliano's Market at 2840 Lake Michigan Drive has the most craft beers I've ever seen in one location. Siciliano's is a family business that works hard to bring you the best beers in the world to the West Michigan market. Visit Siciliano's and check out the huge selection of home brewing supplies as well. That's Siciliano's Market at SicilianoMKT.com.
The Grillin' Guys are happy to introduce Fenn Valley Vineyards. Fenn Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fenn Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard or in Saugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to fennvalley.com.
Every year about this time, my wife Melva made some wine. Every year about this time.
Yeah, that sounds good, Brian. It's the Grillin' Guys. Welcome back. Thanks for joining us on the Spring Drinks from Michigan Special. We're having some fun here in studio with Brian Lesperance from Fenn Valley Winery and the Siciliano family from Siciliano's Market. Jop is going to be so jealous if he grabs his podcast because he's missing out on just some great libations.
If he better be tuning in.
Spring Drinks from Michigan. Yours are all made here. So let's talk about what's really good in the spring.
Well, when I think spring, I think rosés, which I didn't bring you today because it's not even ready yet. That's how quick to market we are with some of these products.
Yeah.
We have a really nice rosé that's made from Cabernet Franc and Cabernet Sauvignon.
You do, and that's a great, great wine to talk about. And I'll tell you, years ago, your father-in-law, Doug Welsh, who you filled in for when he retired, you took over the operation, which was quite a feat, by the way. Cheers to you. You're doing a great job there. And he's just traveling the world having fun, probably drinking wine in Italy right about now. But he used to uncork a bottle of that rosé, and I would kind of gasp the first time he did it. I'd look at it and I'd go, oh, my gosh, he's bringing out the cheap stuff. No, not at all. Your rosé is absolutely, I mean, it's the perfect spring wine.
Yeah, and it sounds like, I mean, we're really busting through a lot of preconceived notions today on the show, because that rosé is another one of those where
it is.
For a while there, the market was full of sweet.
Thinking of Galliano.
And just like,
you know, it's
white
be.
Zinfandel, sweet, kind of not that interesting, and it's really evolved, and rosés have been made for hundreds of years, but they really just came into popularity in the U.S. again a few years ago. And they're a great way to get some of the benefits of red wine with some more complexity of flavor, but that refreshing, crisp acidity of a white wine. And
it
they're
cuts,
great with
it cuts
food.
A groove down a whole different direction. How many winemakers do you have?
Basically one, and then several individuals who actually do the real work, you know.
Right. So you have one master vintner.
One guy makes the decisions, yeah.
And then you give the nod, yay or nay. And
yeah, I get the pleasure of overseeing that whole thing. I was the winemaker for a bit, so I got to learn the job sitting in the chair. And
that's a big responsibility. Yeah. I mean, I've been to your operation. If you don't know who Fenn Valley is, they're in Douglas, Michigan, and they're one of the oldest.
Fennville, Michigan.
Well, yeah, actually, it is Fennville. Douglas exit.
It is. You're right.
And your vineyard is, if you talk about a springtime event and we need to do that, it's a great place to go when weather gets nice because you're in rolling hills looking over Lake Michigan. I mean, it's, I don't want to sound whimsical, but it's, I don't know, I have a lot of really fond memories of your place out there, and it's just kind of like one of the best spots you could possibly be in on a weekend if you wanted to do an event.
Well, I mean, I live there, and it doesn't get old. You know,
really?
we're always grateful. We come home from vacation, and we go, it's amazing to come home from vacation to a place that people go to vacation. You know, we're really fortunate, and it is a lot of fun. And we do kick things off in April at Fenn Valley with really our biggest single event of the year, which is what we call our new release wine and food pairings. And what we do there is we take six wines that have not been released to the public, and we pair them with different small bites of food, and customers come in and they just get to go through this kind of coursed out tasting.
Yeah.
And we actually have the winemaking staff, so the people you were just talking about, they're your server. So it's really a great spot to come if you're a wine geek, you're someone who really wants to talk wine, because you're going to get to try new stuff and actually talk to the person who made it. And
well,
so it's
Steve, I think they could get a couple other servers if I'm just not volunteering you. Yeah, I am. I think you and I could probably help serve.
You guys just come hang out.
That sounds like fun. That sounds like fun to me.
I don't know, Bob. I think we had a volunteer job for that.
There you go.
He's not here.
That's what usually happens.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I just want to underline or kind of talk about what Brian was saying about rosés. The past couple of years, we've really focused on rosés in the spring, and we're selling a ton of rosés.
Really?
And I had to go through that same thing. You know, I'm a red wine guy for the most part. But when I first got into rosés, I was thinking, oh, cheap, not very good. But, no, there are some stellar rosés out there.
But the reds you make people cry.
Oh, yeah. Well,
that's an old story about Joppy at Deer Camp.
Yeah, we won't get
into
that.
No.
He's not here. He's not here to
he's
defend
not here.
Himself.
It's
so.
No
we
fun
just
to
volunteer
pick,
for jobs.
It's no
We're
fun to pick on somebody when they're not here.
So our wine buyer, Sarah, loves to say that rosés are white wines with gusto. You know, they got that extra oomph to them.
Yeah, that's actually a really good way to look at it.
Yeah, definitely.
But it's an overlooked category. And I think a lot of people don't,
it is definitely,
don't buy a bottle of it because they go, oh, yeah, my grandma used to
have that. I think it's changing. The perceptions are changing right now. And like I said, I had to go through the same thing. And but they're great wines for a summer afternoon. And you can pair them up with foods, and really, there are so many good rosés out there now. So if you like reds, you like whites, you're going to like a rosé. So.
Cool. Well, one of my favorite pairings food-wise with rosé is very classic just barbecue chicken.
I was just thinking that. I was actually thinking more of a barbecue sauce kind of chicken.
Exactly.
Traditional
yep.
VFW, drive-by, smell the smoke, pull in.
Yep.
Instead of a Busch Light, you're getting a...
Yeah, it's a fantastic pairing for sure.
You know, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. You can check us out on our website. It's called thegrillingguys.com. And if you like podcasts, guess what? It's free. Go to the top right corner of the website and look for the earmuffs. Click on, we'll send this show right to your device, and there's no charge. We'll actually sound better in a podcast than we do live. Trust me on that. So we look better on a podcast.
That's my favorite thing about radio, Bob. No video.
So in studio right now is Brian from Fen Valley, Steve and Katie and Barb from Siciliano's Market. And these are all my good alcohol-related friends. The Siciliano's Market is the seller of...
Bob, make Barb say hi.
Yes, of course. We need Barb to say something because the poor girl is sitting in the... This is like, I don't know, what's the television show about the women that the...
Yeah, I just move on from there.
Maiden stale, homemade stale?
Hi, Bob.
Hi, thanks,
there
Barb.
There we go.
Yeah, she's like the house... What's it called?
The handmaidens.
Handmaidens. She's the handmaiden of today.
I'm way behind on TV.
Yeah, it's something my wife watches. Okay. It's kind of... I don't know. Anyway.
I'm lost.
Yeah. Popular term. But what's more popular is the Meritage at Fen Valley.
So Meritage is a blend. It's a Bordeaux blend of...
Oh, I said it wrong.
You did. You tried to make it sound fancy, which I
appreciate. I go Meritage.
But Jop's supposed to be the one that creates all the...
He does that.
He corrects
always,
you, right?
He always does that weird thing with... Oh, my.
Yeah, I was
so
told
I'm
to do...
I'm fill in for
I
him.
Did very little to prepare, but I was told to correct you whenever possible. Even if I'm not even right.
Yeah, there you go.
Throw that in there.
Then you're doing perfect.
Yeah, but no, this is a bigger wine. This is going to be a Bordeaux blend, so it's going to have some Cab Franc, Cabernet Sauvignon, and Merlot, aged for about a year.
So it's Meritage like heritage.
Like heritage. It's a blend of two words, merit and heritage, believe it or not.
Oh, really?
And so the term is a trademark term held by a nonprofit out in California that we're a member of their association, which gives us the right to use the term. And really, it's a way to promote sort of that more classic style of blended red wine, which would have been wine up until, you know, fairly recently. And so it helps the consumer, by having a standardized term and kind of a standardized procedure, really understand what they're getting, because blends can be hard to sell because you don't know what they are.
Right.
And so in this case, at least if you see Ameritage. You have some idea.
So you have some accreditation based on an affiliation and education.
And the kinds of grapes. Certification. So you're really limited.
All the Asians.
Right.
Get that?
You're limited to what grapes you can put in. So it's pretty restrictive, actually. So this can be a little bit more big, can stand up to a lot of heavier grilled types of food, for sure.
Nice. We'll take a sip.
Brian says
we have 1 minute left, so.
Which is amazing. Usually it's like we're being told to wrap it up.
We didn't even get to do man law yet.
And so it's just because we're so efficient. Jop must be the one that really slows this show down.
Well, okay.
He's not going to listen to
back
this.
Back that
anyway,
bus
right?
up and let's run over him one more time.
He's not going to listen.
So anyway, we've kind of blown through a show. We have one little itty-bitty baby segment left. Do we have time for man law, Brian, or do we have to wait? Okay, we'll do it the next segment. We're going to come back at you like a pit bull, and it's the Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
This is Jop from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's GarrettsAppliances.com, GarrettsAppliances.com.
Hey guys, Schmoes now has two locations, 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some Schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites, Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Tees, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey. Engineering better Michigan beer.
Now you're a man, a man, man, man. Now you're a man, a manny, manny, man, a man, man, man. You are now a man, you're a man. Now you're a man.
Okay, today's man law. Any male is caught violating a man law in serious context as a form of punishment, he should be disowned of his manly name, only to receive the title of man bitch from his peers and colleagues. Forgiveness is pending the severity of the broken law. Or a case of beer to all his offended peers as a token of respect to what is manly and what is not. How about that?
I liked it, although I think a case of wine could work too.
Okay.
I'm never going to stop with the wine.
I'll buy that. That's good. Actually, a case of wine would be better because that's like $150 or $200 versus a case of beer, which you can pick up for $19.99 if it's natty late.
Well, I was going to say maybe $30-$40 for some good stuff.
Do you carry any natty light down at Siciliano's? I'm just curious.
I don't know. Do we?
Katie? Good.
No.
That's another. I'm going to write a new man law. I've written quite a few, actually. So let's talk about cigars because we were talking bourbons and cigars. And
I love talking
my
cigars.
My mouth's still watering from that little segment.
Yeah, I love cigars, love talking about cigars. Right now, some of my favorite cigars are tobacco from the Nicaragua. I just think they're producing great cigars down there. Perdomo Perdomo is probably one of my favorites right now.
Okay.
And they have a great...
I'm such a big fan. I'm going to try and find a picture of it, but their anniversary, the Perdomo,
yes.
I think X, their anniversary in a Connecticut wrapper.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. I bought some of those down in Key West when I was down there about a month ago.
Yeah,
I only bought two, so I'll get the rest at your place. But
and
I think they were only like $8.95
a piece. I was just going to say, the price point on the Perdomos are very, very, very good. You can get some really, Lot 23 by Perdomo, I think, is one of the best cigars on the market. You're going to pay $5, $6, maybe $7 for a Churchill, and just... great cigars. So, but anything from Nicaragua, I think they're
how
producing.
Much for a Churchill?
Yeah, maybe $6.99
really?
In our store. Yeah, I
mean, and that's a slightly slimmer.
No. Churchills are,
that's the
cigar.
Standard 1 inch around.
Yeah,
I don't know that. How do you size a cigar? Bill. Just kidding. Just kidding.
Well, ring gauge. Yeah. It's probably around a 49. I'd say about a 50, 52 ring gauge.
Is it Churchill?
It's a Churchill, yeah. So,
what's the trend?
A lot of folks are smoking Robustos, which are smaller than, especially during the winter. You don't have a lot. Nobody smokes inside anymore.
Right.
So Churchills, Toros. But in the summer, I've gotten away from longer cigars because I just can't take them anymore.
Me too.
Yeah.
Because I always have to go inside and refill my glass and the cigar goes out.
Yep.
So I want something that'll last about one glass of scotch.
That'll be probably a Robusto or a Toro, and those are sizes. But, again, my tastes are going towards a Nicaraguan tobacco, a little bit heavier perhaps, a little bit stronger. But Honduras, Dominican Republic, there's a lot of fine cigars out there.
So do you hollow your cigars out? Katie, tell me the truth. Does he hollow his cigars out at all and pack them with anything?
Not as far as I know.
That sounds like a pretty good idea, though. I might have to try that.
That sounds like a deer camp cigar. Yeah. So, just kidding. Oh, it's legal now. We can actually talk about it.
Oh, is that what you're talking about?
No.
I wasn't sure.
I was talking about Pinot Grigio. So, Brian, you brought us some chips from your barrels.
Yeah.
Do you sell those regularly?
Occasionally. So when you use a used barrel to rejuvenate the flavor of a new barrel, since we don't have things like bourbon law where we have to use new barrels, we use the little chips that we put in. And then when we're done, we pull them out. That's going to be pure oak soaked in red wine. They're wonderful on smoker grill. Give some nice flavor.
The long and the short of it is you have to go to Siciliano's Market and Fen Valley like very soon because these are people that you want to know. Your year is on you. You've got a lot of grilling ahead of you. You're going to need lots of great supplies to do that grilling. And Fen Valley Winery and Siciliano's Market, thanks so much for bailing me out and filling in for Jop and coming in here.
It's always a fun time. Always a fun time.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks, brother. Okay, it's the grilling, guys. We'll see you next week if you're not lucky.
I'm yesterday's wine. Aging with time, like yesterday's wine. Yesterday.